Nehemiah chapter 5. If you lend money to a friend, you risk losing both the money and the friend. Be careful when lending money to a friend. It can damage his or her memory. I am increasingly surprised by the prices in the supermarket, gasoline, clothes, and restaurant. We hear of evictions because people can't pay rent. The media often speaks of an economic crisis and inflation, the likes of which have not been seen for 4 decades. We can identify with today's chapter since others said, we're having to mortgage our fields and vineyards and homes to get enough grain to keep from starving, verse 3. The credit cards to the maximum of their limits and only minimum payments made. The saddest part of the situation was that their own fellow citizens were taking advantage of the precarious circumstances that the people were going through by making loans and foreclosing on the properties they had when their brothers could not make the payments. But this chapter also presents a great contrast. While some abused and profited at the expense of the people, Nehemiah, as very few rulers in history, renounced his salary as governor, verse 15, and did not become rich using his position in government by using property, verse 16. The fear of God kept him from becoming greedy, something that had characterized his predecessors, verse 15. Lord, help me to imitate Nehemiah and think less in myself and more in those around me.